It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and I heard Scott mentioning, I think it was yesterday, about, you know, the Jersey and Fred's. Fred's, they've been open now for a little while. Then the Jersey opened up, and the next thing to open will be the Root Beer Stand, maybe, I would think. They go, I think, in that order. Now, Dairy Queen, they're always open, aren't they? And so it is. But, yeah, Fred's. And the thing about it, to get to Fred's, you had to cross the railroad tracks, and, you know, it's in a different part of town, and thank goodness, because those people out in that end of town haven't much in retail, but boy, they sure got a good ice cream store now. That's at the corner of, Malo and Silver, okay? And let's see, what else? Dunkin' Donuts, I think I mentioned it. When I first came on, their sign is up, said, coming soon, Dunkin' Donuts. And they're going to have more space there than you'd have thought originally. You can see where the parking lot will be, and you can see where the building's going to be. But I heard if they're not baking the donuts in Marion, they're brought in apparently fresh by trucks. Well, I can imagine, though. They'll be busy selling donuts. So who else sells donuts in Marion? Andrew's Pastries does. And, of course, all the supermarkets do. And recently, I had a glazed donut that was about 4 days from having been baked. And it was a little stiff. And 10 seconds in a microwave, and it's like it was just come out of the oven. So remember that. If you got stale donuts, zap them in your microwave, it'll be as good as new. Oh, boy. And, you know, because you hate to eat a dozen at a time, so you don't have to. You just save them a while and zap them in the microwave. Okay, I'm still looking for the original names for Prospect Street and State Street, the original names. Now, that's not been that long ago, a little over 100 years, maybe. Yeah, way over 100 years, maybe. I don't know for sure. Do you ever read history books about Marion? There are two of them out, at least. The last one was printed, I think, around
I've got one. It has a red cover. The other had a brown cover. But they're mostly biographies of Marion residents. If you paid so much, you could get your name in there and a little bit about your relatives and so forth. Okay, now, I doubt if I'll ever get an answer to this, even though I used to listen to this station quite a bit. It's in Chicago, and it goes under the title of Prairie Farmer, because it was a station that had a lot to do with agriculture, and so its nickname was Prairie Farmer. And if you ex-Chicagoans in Marion remember that, I hope you do.
We found out where you get a tenderloin. We found out, too, where you can get a bacon from pork belly. It's kind of interesting. Now, why don't we get bacon from steers? Now, that's... I it's probably simple, but you don't... oh, I know, too. What do you call a stomach from probably a hog or a steer that you'll find it in the meat market, rarely, maybe Mexican meat market? What do they call it? What's a stomach called? It's not the most glamorous looking thing, dried out, but a lot of people, probably Spanish origin people, cook them, stuff them with something and cook them, but they don't look that appetizing just to look at a one in your meat market. Now, do any meat markets, other than, I remember going in one in, where was it, in Fremont, and seeing several of these tripes in the meat counter. Woo! Okay. So, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Can you can still get that at Mom Wilson's, can't you?
Tripe?
Yeah, or you gave the word away.
Oh, yes, yes.
But they had all kinds of stuff like that. Head cheese?
Is that? Oh, head cheese.
Anyway, I think you used to be able to get everything down there.
Well, that's something, yeah. The last time I saw any tripe, I think, was up in Fremont.
Fremont, wow.
Yeah.
You might talk to one of the county commissioners. Who's it? Ken Stuyvesant. He's a hog man, isn't he?
Yes, but I don't know if they sell their pork bellies, their stomachs separately, or I don't know. Now, there's an interesting question. What do they do with the innards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of Asian countries, the noses, the ears.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
And now you can buy pig's ears in places like the farm stores for your dog.
Well, yeah, and have you checked Meijer to see if you could get oxtail? You need to make some oxtail soup.
I don't, if I got something else, I don't need oxtail.
Boy. Oxtails and leeks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like leeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had Morrow County is famous for its leeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And
well, as long as you don't have them while you're sailing on the ocean.
That's right. You got to put your bilge plug in.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. Hey. Get some more interesting calls.
All right. Very good.
Bye.
Yeah. Tripe. Where can you buy tripe? And I could look it up in my smartphone to see how you fix tripe. Maybe I'll do that if I don't get an answer here on how do you fix tripe, T-R-I-P-E, a cow's belly or a pig's belly. Yeah. How do you fix them? And do you leave them, do you have to dry them out, or how do you do that? The tripe I saw was kind of stiff and kind of ugly looking. I don't know. I need some information. Who out there can tell me about tripe and how you would fix it, or how you would buy one, or where you would buy one? Yeah. Does anyone know? Maybe no one listening knows at all about tripe. Which reminds me, wasn't there a tripe hunting? It wasn't, remember, I'm sure it was tripe, an animal, supposedly, that when you were young and they took you out hunting and told you to stay in one spot because they were going to chase the tripe your way. Remember that? and it was all a joke. There was no tripe,
But they, I never fell for that. I almost did. Oh, 11:21's the time. Okay, what about tripe? Or can you tell me yet the military title of two big industries that once were in Marion? And they both have a military title. Now, what's a military title, you'll say? Well, oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Snipe hunting.
Oh, snipe, not tripe.
Right.
Okay, did you hear? Okay. Snipe, yeah, not tripe. That's me. Okay. So, did you ever go snipe hunting, any of you? And you sit there at the edge of the woods and say, hey, stay where you are. We're going to chase those snipe over to you. And you might be there all night waiting for the snipe. Oh, my goodness. Snipe and not tripe. Well, how do you fix tripe? How do you fix a stomach of an animal to make it edible? Now, don't they stuff bellies? Fresh bellies, stuff them, and roast them with all kinds of stuff in them. Now, that wouldn't be half bad, would it? Now, tell me, do any of you, have any of you ever fixed tripe? And if you have, tell us how you did it. But I don't think anyone out there listening has ever fixed tripe and might not be able to recognize it if they saw tripe. I don't know. If you went to your favorite supermarket today and asked the butcher, I'll have a couple of tripe. See what your action is. And he might call the squad. Say, we've got one a Looney Tune here a bit. No, where would you go today to buy a tripe? Yeah, I got all kinds of questions. Or the name of that radio station in Chicago, I doubt if I'll ever get an answer to that, so I'll tell you. WLS stood for the Prairie Farmer Station. That was in Chicago. And there were also a lot of the big cities had famous radio stations, like WJR in Detroit. For years, they had, what was his name, on in the mornings? Their morning announcer, years and years, and he passed away a long time ago. J.P. McCarthy, that's it. J.P. McCarthy. He was a standard, you know, and everybody, maybe not everybody, but most people did listen to J.P. McCarthy on WJR in Detroit. Now, I'll tell you another one that up there, Bud Gillis. No, was it Bud Gillis? It was a poet. Both the father and son worked at WJR at one time or another. And the one, well, I can't get into that too deep. I don't know enough about it or can't remember enough about it. But one of them read the story of Bambi. And in the story of Bambi, is a story about the leaves falling off a tree, totally unrelated to Bambi. But it's in there. It's one of the chapters in the book on Bambi. And it tells about the leaves falling from the trees. And finally it gets down to this tree has only two leaves left on it. And the one looks at the other and says, who's it going to be? And meaning, which one will be left? And then all of a sudden, one of them falls off. And it's kind of a sad story, but it's in the book of Bambi. You might check that out if you got a book of Bambi. It's one of the chapters in there about the leaves on a tree falling. Totally unrelated to the Bambi story. So I don't know why it's in there, but anyhow it is. Okay. Here's another question. I think I asked this once before and got an answer. Name the announcer that used to be on Saturday afternoons that broadcast the Metropolitan Opera in Detroit or in New York. the Metropolitan Opera. He was the voice of the opera on radio. Who was this man? He was so well known. I mean, he was a classic. But he could talk all about the ins and outs of whatever opera they had on the air that day. And then he had the opera quiz, and it was really interesting, although it got boring after about 4 hours. And, you know, I like classical music, but when the but in an opera, when they're singing in another language and they go on for 4 or 5 hours, that's a little bit much. 11:27 right now is the time. We're going to break here shortly, and I still need to know the name of two companies in Marion that once had military titles. Now you have to think a little bit. What is the military? What's a title in military? Sergeant, brigadier, staff sergeant, private first class, private. Okay, these companies had a name related to military. 740-383-9944. It's 11:28 right now, and you're listening to the friendly station in Marion. And we try to be a little different. And that's something nowadays because, you know, we can play rock and roll. We could play any specific type of music and, you know, bang, bang, bang. But I think it's a lot of fun talking about things that normally you don't hear on radio. Some of you might say, yeah, boy, am I glad of that. Okay, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Would one of them be General Castings?
Well, was there a General Castings in Marion?
It was in Morrill, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, you got the title General.
And there was another General.
There were two generals in Marion.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you think about it a little bit.
I used to be an information operator at General Telephone Company.
Oh, that's one of them, General Telephone.
Oh, General Telephone. Yeah, they've been out quite a while.
Yeah, then the other was General Excavator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is Nancy. Bye.
Now we all know. Okay, well, thanks for calling. Yeah, okay. She was so close there. It's 11:29. Boy, time's flying this morning. Yeah, oh, we have another caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead. Ernie, are you there? Hello, Ernie. Oh, well, I have to call. I don't know why at times this thing...
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 B.C. than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 B.C., in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and I just thought of another question. I like railroading, and when I have to stop and wait on a train going by, it doesn't bother me at all, unless I'm in a real hurry. But I like looking at all the artwork on trains. But something there that's not on a train anymore, I want you to tell me what it is. Its nickname was Crummy. A Crummy. What? It was a Crummy. On a freight train or any other train. A Crummy. Can you name that? Any railroaders out there? Yeah, that was a nickname given to this. There is a regular name, but one of the names. I suppose if the last guy that used the crummy didn't straighten things up, how it's got its name, I don't know. But what was a crummy in railroading? 11:31's the time, and I've got, you know, some things to give away yet here. I've got, here we go. Here's somebody that knows what a crummy is. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, would that be a caboose?
Yes, it was a caboose. Right. A loose caboose. And what would you like for a prize today?
Jimmy John's.
Let's see, I'm all out of, I gave away my last Jimmy John's. I've got Panda Express or a 20-ounce smoothie.
Give me the smoothie then.
Okay, all right, and your name?
Becky Thacker.
Okay, Becky. All right, and very good. Yes, and do you ever ride in a caboose?
No, I never did.
I never did either, but that's they had a lot of nicknames for them, but Crummy was one of them. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
All right, bye. Okay, so Becky Thacker won the smoothie here. Okay. All right, let me sit. See here. Make sure I get all these in order. All right, let's see. I've given away, okay. Let me see. Write this down here. Becky Thacker gets a smoothie. All right. Very good. Today is 2/20/20. That never will happen again in your lifetime. Or my lifetime, 2020, or 2/20/20. Crazy, huh? Okay, I still have a Panda's kids meal. But I was talking about, too, I had calamari the other day, Sunday, and it was so good. And I almost hesitated to order it because I've never got a real good calamari. Generally, it's tough. And this was just perfect. And, oh, I enjoyed that. I don't know how many restaurants in Marion serve calamari, but this was Steve's Dakota Grill. We were there for my wife's birthday, and it was good. Calamari. And let's see, what else do I have here? I'm looking. Oh, the original names were Prospect Street and State Street. What was, we got the military titles, General Telephone and General Excavator. Yeah, the militaries in Marion, Marion General and General Excavator. Okay, let me see. The original names were State Street and Prospect. Now, back in another era, before all of us were born, we knew them by a different title. And what was it? Now, in order for you to know, you would have had to kind of get involved with some history. You know, we all need to know a little bit. Well, every day you can see Randy Winland's story on Facebook about Marion history. And so there's been a lot of history, but hey, not all the history is made yet. We've got a few hundred or a thousand years to go. Oh, boy. And I went by, I go by every day of the new Harding Museum. And it's quite architecturally interesting. I'm anxious to see what the inside of it will look like. But it's going to be quite a while before they're going to be able to open it, probably this fall or July or this fall sometime. Okay, and about the same time will be the opening of Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my. Now, when a car departs from Dunkin' Donuts, will it be able to turn right? I'm sure it could. On Mount Vernon, on Marion Mount Gilead Road. Or will there be a restriction on no turns here, and the car would have to go the other direction? Of course, you've got the restaurant right there across the street, Carlisle's, and those people come out of there and probably turn right. That won't be so bad, but if you try to turn left, it'd be murder. It'd be a fatal thing if you tried to turn left on Marion, Mount Gilead Road, or Mount Vernon Avenue. What? Oh, boy. But now, something I noticed, too, coming into Marion every day is, and you might try this, too. As you come in on Mount Vernon Avenue, you see ahead of you the Salem Church. Remember the Rooster Church, as it's called? It has a rooster mounted on the front of it. And it has the original courthouse bell in its front yard. But as you approach that church, you'll see the statue of Lady Justice. Just the statue. And as you get closer and closer, and Lady Justice finally disappears down the church. It's kind of interesting. Look for that the next time you come up Mount Vernon Avenue and watch Lady Justice, and you'll see her disappear on top of that church. Just the angle, you know, you're driving at. Okay, and now it's 11:38 already. Wow, where's time going? Anyone got any comments about anything at all today? I'd like to hear from you. Don't be bashful. Okay, let me see. The original names for Prospect and State. What were they? Oh, and here's one, too. What was the name of the pharmacy at the corner of Leader and West Center? And the owner of that pharmacy also produced a patent medicine. Can you give me the name of that pharmacy? Right there at the corner of Leader and Center. It'd be on the north side, side of that intersection. And can you tell me the name of that pharmacy? Now, that was quite a long time ago. The people who owned that pharmacy had a little mansion, you might say, up on in Grand Township. Really a neat place. And the only time I was there, the last time, I noticed there's an Indian mound in their front yard. But the house has been abandoned for years. But what was the name of that pharmacy? He made patent medicine and sold, probably made most of his money that way. Because pharmaceuticals didn't sell for as much then as they do now. Patent medicine kind of made up for that. Remember 3S tonic? Things like that? Hadacol? Oh, there, Tonsilene? Or was it the one with the giraffe's neck on it? What was it called? Tonsilene? Yeah, I can't remember. Something like that, wasn't it? Indicating that it soothed your sore throat. And your throat was rather, you know, long with that giraffe embedded in the glass. In other words, the glass was molded with that giraffe in the glass. Remember that? Yeah. What was the name of that sore throat medicine? 7403-39944. Or tell me Prospect and State Street original names of those two streets. Or if you can name just one, that'd be good enough. 11:40 is the time. We've got, a little over 15 minutes or 20 minutes left in the program today. But I found out, military companies in Marion that are gone would have been General Telephone, General Military, and General Excavator. Those are the two. Were there any others within Marion that had the title General? Okay. And name the man who originally was the commentator and the announcer for the Metropolitan Opera that was broadcast on the ABC radio network every Saturday. And some of those broadcasts would last as long as 5 hours. Can you imagine sitting in your seat in an opera without having to get up once or twice. Oh, my goodness. All right. So what else have I got today? We found out about the tenderloins, the pork tenderloin, the beef tenderloin. Both come from the rib top of the rib cage there. And, you know, it's a there's only one of those tenderloins in each animal, and they're very expensive, but oh, so good. Would that be where filet mignon comes from? It might be. You know, I bet anybody out there, a cook, can tell me, I bet that is where the filet mignon comes from, the beef tenderloin. Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
Was that pharmacy like a Lowe's?
Yes, yeah. Lowers. Yeah.
Okay, yep, I remember it.
Oh, that was a long time ago, yeah.
And you was talking about WLS.
Right.
Back in the early 60s, they had a late evening popular
country western
music. Well, more of just the latest popular stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was... You couldn't find that on every station back then.
Yes, right.
The latest. And there was a disc jockey, Dick Biondi.
Oh.
He was really popular, you know, one of the early popular DJs
of. Did you listen to J.P. McCarthy on WJR?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Boy, he was a standard.
Yeah, he was. Boy, you could tell when he was on.
Yes.
He had a distinctive voice.
Yes, that's for sure. And boy, when he died, that really upset Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
Boy.
All right. Thanks,
okay.
Charlie.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, bye. Right, okay. Yes, the good old days. There are a lot of good old days. Today will be the good old day 50 years from now. Yes, think about that. Anything we do right now could be referred back. Oh, you remember back there in 2020? And this is it. Okay, it's 11:44 right now, and how are you all doing today? Keeping cool? Now, that's not hard to keep cool or cold. My, that maybe it's warmed up now, but that wind was cutting. It was like what I remember from the blizzard, when all of our donkeys were in the barn, as well as all of our other animals, and my wife and I had to feed them. And it was so cold, and the wind was howling, and we had to go out and break the water in their water buckets and things like that. Boy, that was history too. That was 1978. I just almost want to forget about that era, because that was so trying. You know, I've heard a million stories since then about it.
Charlie. Rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and how are you all doing today? Keeping warm? Well, I'm going to be here for another 15 minutes, and after that, I'll be trying to keep warm. Well, it takes a little while for your car to warm up, of course, and I like plenty of heat. Wow. And in the summertime, my wife reminds me of that when it gets up to 90, 95 degrees. Remember, you like it warm. Yes, indeed, especially in the wintertime. 11:46 right now. And where would you buy tripe? if you could fix tripe, the stomach of an animal, I've heard in Europe they used to stuff those bellies with all kinds of stuff and then roast them. And, you know, it'd take a while to cook them thoroughly, but I bet it was good. Because, well, here now, I'm sure most of you know that the original casing for hot dogs and sausage, the original casings were the guts out of another animal. And these guts, you know, were quite lengthy, and you had to clean them out, and before you stuffed them with sausage or whatever. You never had to do that? I didn't either, but I've heard all about it. And that was a natural casing. But nowadays, to satisfy people who don't want to eat the intestines of an animal, they have skinless hot dogs. And I saw them being made, too. Over in, where was it, Canton, Ohio, Sugardale. I was in the room where they stuffed hot dogs, and with a regular, with a artificial casing. Then they rolled the hot dogs in an oven and cooked them for maybe a half an hour or so at a certain amount of heat. Then they took them out and to a stripper machine, and they attached the first one, and zip, 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 it went and took off the skins. And you know what that came to be? Skinless hot dogs. Skinless wieners. Now, there's another hot dog that's been out. What's it called? Here lately, natural or something like that, where they, I don't know if they use a animal casing or just what, but like bratwurst and others, you know, I don't know if they all use animal casings or if they're using the artificial casing. Yeah, well, you know, you never hear anybody talking about things like you might pick up on this station. 11:49 right now. And, it's interesting, the meat industry. I noticed a Ralph Packing Company in Sandusky went out of business, and they were the big-time supplier of meat to a lot of meat markets. Ralph Packing Company in Sandusky. A lot of the animals from around here ended up at Ralph's to be butchered and so forth. Okay, now, Prospect and State Street, the original names. And it's not a complicated name at all. It's very simple. Prospect and State Street. And, Laura's Pharmacy there at the corner of Leader and West Center. Yeah, boy, that was a while ago, too. Okay. And let me see, what else have I got here? The opera announcer. And he was so famous, too, about as famous as the opera he was announcing. But that, again, is past history. And he's passed away, I'm sure, years ago, but had a very distinctive voice, and he knew his opera from one end to the other. Okay, it's now, my monitor just made a little, there it is. I was looking at my monitor here, and it made it a little dingy. Okay, so, we've only given away, let me see, 1, 2, 3 prizes today. Now, I'd like to give away another one or two. Let's see, what else? I've got that Panda Express. I the other day, I'm you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to stop at Lee Garden and get me some hot and sour soup, because they don't have it at Panda Express. And I can kind of understand why. The hot and sour is a very hot thing, and if somebody spilled it on themselves, there'd be probably a lawsuit or something. But now, Panda Express does have hot and sour, down around Columbus, some of their locations. But Lee Garden here in Marion, they've got hot and sour I've had for years. So I got to stop there and get some more. I love hot and sour, and some of it is hotter than the other. I'm talking about peppery hot and also physically hot. All right, 7403-39944. Anyone can tell me the original names for Prospect Street and State Street? If you can, give me a call. Or if you can tell me the name of the man who did the Metropolitan Opera broadcast on WMRN way back. I can remember sitting there in the 1950s and 60s, early 60s, and sitting for hours and hours and doing nothing but when they would break, I'd play a commercial and then nothing for seemingly like an eternity. But I still haven't found anyone that has ever cooked a tripe. I'm glad Terry Klein straightened me out on the snipe and the tripe. They are pretty close. But a snipe is an imaginary animal, where a tripe is the belly of a cow, or it could be a belly of a hog. It's tripe, and they're kind of funny looking, because the inside, and it reminds you of what the inside of your stomach looks like. It's not, you know, not anything you really enjoy seeing. But anyhow, where can you buy tripe today? I know there's a Mexican grocery store in Marion. I don't know, the last time I saw tripe was at a Mexican grocery store. But I've never looked at the one here in Marion. I always thought it's interesting, too, to go in a Mexican grocery store and see the different products that are sold and to see if there's different products than we normally encounter. The one different thing I saw was large marshmallows in color, large ones, not just those little small white ones. But these were large marshmallows in color. 11:54 is the time. We got about 4.5 minutes left in the program today. It looks like we'll never find the answer of the original Prospect Street and State Street titles. And what else? And the opera. I'll tell you what. I'll give you the name of the opera broadcaster. His name was Milton Cross. Milton Cross. He was the originator, the voice behind the Metropolitan Opera programs. That was years ago. How many of you? Well, I'm 83. I keep forgetting. You know, I'm too old, or can see back too far for some people, I suppose. 11:54 right now. 11:55. Okay. We haven't much time left in the program today. Is there anything else going on? Anything you would like to talk about or mention? Let me see. I've got in my hand right now the Ohio Deer Program at the Marion Tallgrass Trail Nature Center at 5:30 today. Come learn about the amazing white-tailed deer. Okay, that's today at 5:30 at the trailhead of the Marion Tallgrass Trail. All right. What's the next program you'll find out at Tallgrass Trail? Well, let's see. Let's find winter birds nesting on the trail. Okay, that should be an interesting one, too. Okay, and what else? And James Anderson will be on with me on the 27th of February. And Ray Seddon, the astronaut, she'll be on with me from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, on that date, let me see, the 28th of February. So, 11:56 right now, we're about the end of our rope. And keep thinking about it. See if you can find out where they sell tripe. And how can you fix tripe? What would you stuff an animal's belly with and then cook it? I'm sure you could probably find that on the internet. You can find anything there. My goodness. It's just amazing. Now, who puts all this information on there? I often wonder. 11:57 right now. Couple minutes or so left in the program today. And so far today, we've given prizes away to Mrs. Linder and Becky Thacker and to Jeff. And maybe you're next. Okay, it's now 11:57. So what's going on? This is only a Thursday, isn't it? Yeah. So tomorrow I'll be back at 10:15 again, and then also at 12:15 to 1 o'clock, I'll be back on with Scott. But you keep thinking about tripe, and if you don't tell anyone before tomorrow, tell me tomorrow where you could find tripe in this area. Ask your favorite butcher. Where can I find tripe? And he'd say, are you all right? 11:58 right now. But yes, people, you know, in some countries, they'll eat every part of an animal there is. But can you imagine what a vegan would think? A vegan that cooks no meat or anything like that connected to an animal. 11:58 right now. And don't forget, Glenn Coble will have Swap Shop on. I hope that lady calls back, Glenn. She's called every week now. And
well, I'm also going to have a lot of trivia about Ohio. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ohio trivia.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You must have been reading my book. Yeah. But no, you'll find no one knows anything about Ohio. And that's that's what I'm trying to do here too, to get a little bit of education or curiosity aroused about history. Well, that's going to do it. It's 11:59 right now. We're coming up on the noon hour, and I'm going to head for home and see what my wife's got to cook.
Is it almost time for the Swap Shop theme?
It's almost time for Swap Shop. It's 11:59.
<Not quite.
laughs> No, well, yeah, that clock's a minute behind.
Yeah.
It speaking of behinds, well, anyhow, it's 11:59. Well, it's time to go. We'll see you tomorrow, and don't forget Swap Shop at 12:15.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously.